This is a summary of the phone conference that we had today with NICEPAC. Here goes. We had a number of questions that came up. One of the most important questions at the beginning was the salary range for the two jobs. And the job that we were worried about was the director level. They came back and told us that the base salary starts at $160K and goes up from there. They'd really like to have it somewhere be around $170K, and there's a 35% bonus. They're shooting at either plus or minus 20% of the base salary as the window that they would entertain. So if somebody's making $127,000, they'd consider them. And if somebody's even, at $185,000, $190,000, they'd still consider them. But they really like to get somebody around that $160,000, $170,000. So it's a very strong position. They mentioned that packaging there happens to be the most important thing that they do. It touches everything in the business. It is a small family, not a small anymore. There's 2,800 employees, but it's a family-owned business. The son of the founder still works there every day, is involved in everything. They have an entrepreneurial atmosphere there. And because of the openness of the office and the environment there, it's very, very visible for whatever you do. So if you do well, you get high visibility and lots of acolytes. And if you don't do well, you can't hide there. So your efforts are seen, good or bad. It is a fast-paced business. They've got average person there is running with 15, 16, 17 projects at a time. About 75% of the projects are maintaining some existing package and tweaking it, and the other 25% are doing new innovative sustainability and innovative types of packaging enhancements and new packages. About 50% of their business is done in the private label sector. They have with the consumer product market. Well, three quarters of that 50% is private label, and one quarter is their own labels. And then that comprises 50% of the total of about $900 million that they do a year. This last decade has been the best decade that the companies had. They were started in 1957, so they just finished their fifth decade, and they're in the sixth now. And they have had, unlike a lot of companies, the last 10 years have been their best. They are sold through many, many outlets, Walmart, Costco, CVS, the list goes on, Target and so on. Now getting to where they can pull people from, they feel that there might be some companies that we can't pull from, but they couldn't think of any, but they were going to get back to me. But in the meantime, we can go to Unilever, we can go to Procter & Gamble, we can go to Kimberly-Clark. He mentioned some companies that would be good to try. Any cosmetics company would be good. Any medical company that makes replacement medical products, that would be good. He named, for instance, a Collagen Matrix, Rockline, Diamond Wipes, Seventh Generation, all bad. These are some of the companies that we could pull from. The cost of living in their area is high. 2,800 square foot house would run you about $850,000. So bringing somebody in from the Midwest, there is going to be a shock. They have a fairly good relocation package, 60 days temporary housing. They'll cover closing costs, two house hunting trips, move all household goods. And they'll assist in several ways, and they have what's considered a good relocation package, but it's not 100% complete like an employee would get. The job for the director is a replacement of a director they had, and that particular director, they didn't name him, but the reason we asked why he left, he was asked to leave, and the job is a pressure cooker job, and this person wasn't really the right personality for it. If you need more information on that, let me know. I do have more information. Now, as far as the second job, the senior packaging engineer job, that job, they're looking for a person that's strong in plastics and polymers, somebody who is really a good communicator and understands the equipment interface with the various plastics and so on. They really are stressing that they want either a polymer or a plastics degree. We got him to admit that or accept the fact that a chemical engineer would also be a possibility, but he wants somebody who not understands just the scientific aspects of it, but the application and knowing how products interact in the marketplace. And that's a new position that was just created, and we do have a pretty good job description, so you can look at that. That's all that I can think of right off the top. It's a very good opportunity, and we're the only firm. We are exclusive on the director job. There's only one other firm working on the other job, the senior packaging engineer, and that's MRI, and they do generalist things, so they probably won't be that much of a threat to us. Good luck to you. If you have any questions, give me a call. Take care.